seconds left. Boston only has a one-point lead.
Greer is putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it.
From the parking lot, and Vermont has a 59-55 lead.
Swung line drive, left field. One run is in. Here comes Breen. Here's the throw to the plate. He is safe. Braves win.
So 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. Unbelievable.
Down goes Frazier.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
It's showtime.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, and sports enthusiasts from around the world. This is the podcast you have all been waiting for. Whether listening in the car, on your morning drive, or with one earbud in at the office, this is the sports show that has it all. From pro wrestling to the octagon, from the gridiron to the baseball diamond, from the pitch to the ice, it's all here. You have tuned in to Mount Sterling's most downloaded podcast that drops on Saturdays at 3 a.m. This is not your average podcast. This is From Corner to Corner. And now, here are your hosts, Sean Big Papa Kuiper, Wes Redman Crouch, Adam Big Country Muncie, and Neil Mullet Man Payne.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of From Corner to Corner podcast.
Woo!
The host crew's here tonight, and we got special...
The whole crew is here tonight,
and we have a special guest with us.
He stuck around for the second show, Coach Paul Alfrey, also Athletic Director of Menifee County.
Whoop, whoop, whoop!
So,
appreciate it.
Are you sure you want to do this before we get started?
We talk about sports, but I'm just going to interrupt and... go with it because it's not on here, and I told you to put it on here, so I'm just going to add it in here.
I don't remember.
We're doing Crouch's question of the day. Let's do it!
Oh, was you serious about that?
No, I didn't. I just put it in there just because.
Sorry.
Is this a new segment you'd like to add to the show, sir?
Well, he would have to be here multiple weeks.
I'm manually forcing it in.
That means he's due a month off.
Well, it's like one and a half in a row.
And we're starting the show off with this?
Yeah.
Today we are. What is the question of the day?
Here's the question of the day.
I feel like we should be asking this question. I feel if like it's we a question too.
Or is it Crouch asking the question?
It's Wes Crouch's question of the day. So it's
is any of y'all's last name Crouch?
Yeah. It's his mind.
Crouch's question of the day.
Okay. Question of the day.
Would you rather have one butt cheek with one hole or three butt cheeks with two holes?
So
you've been sitting on this for a while.
hold on.
So you talking about one butt cheek.
One butt cheek.
And the hole is just...
Floating out there to the side.
Where would the hole
like
be?
Like a bowling ball.
To the side.
Hole.
Would it be straight middle?
Near the tank? Yeah, of course. Or you got three butt cheeks.
And you got
the
two
middle
holes.
Butt cheek is there, but then... But you got two holes.
See, but I think the three butt cheeks, that's a lot of wiping.
That's what I was thinking.
Because you're going to poop twice. Because you know you can't.
Would it be simultaneous?
Are you building something?
You can, like you do, if you got muscles on your pec area, you can just go poof, 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 out of each hole. I mean.
Are you, like, you twerk your cheeks? Is that what you're talking about?
Right, yeah. Would it make it hard to sit if you had three butt cheeks?
No, it wouldn't.
You'd have to completely redesign the toilet system.
Right?
You would have to have a divot in the chairs so that butt cheek would fit. A butt cheek.
A cradler.
Yep. Time out.
But with just one, are you going to fall
through?
Time
out.
Doo-doo digger.
How did we go in that group chat to talking about Dale Earnhardt dying
And that should be a topic on the show. And the very next text message from you was Crouch's question of the day. And this is where we went.
What do you say? What do you say a lot?
The things that keeps you up at night.
Thank you.
Things that keep me up at night. So Wes stays awake at night thinking about butt cheeks.
Like, what happened if we didn't have...
I wonder if he's thinking if he could be more efficient to time if he had two holes.
Oh, no. That's double time.
Now, would you have to double wipe?
Well, yeah.
Like, at the same time?
No, you can't.
At the same time? You can't use...
I mean, how...
But then you would have to get
one... Clean one off and then clean the other one off?
You're like, talking about a waste of toilet paper.
I mean, a bidet is the best option.
It would be.
Yeah.
You get, I would have to, because I'm severely right.
Like, Shelly, get in here with the hose!
Shelly, we got a stinky one! Clean him off! Shelly!
Well, Paul, I'm going
to
say
again, if you want to leave
early now...
You're just using your thumb. Use that jet powder!
Well, folks, Shelly, we did have Paul Alfred on the show.
See, this is why Crouch's question of the day is really going to be good.
It should be question of the week because we don't do a daily podcast, Wes.
That's true.
Well, okay.
Question of the week.
Well, here's one thing that we have to figure out is whether or not somebody will stay listening to the
That's what we're doing at the beginning.
What we need to do is make that a subscriber.
We need to make a jingle with it. Crash's question of the day, question of the day, like stat of the day, stat of the day.
I'll work on that.
Sponsored by Plumbing Company. Will Will Keith sponsor that?
Will Keith sponsor. Will Keith.
Because it's probably poop related.
Keith Plumbing, Crouch's.
Did we not just say not too long ago that, what's funny?
Poop, farts.
Wieners. I think wieners are hilarious. Look at those things.
Keys.
God had a sense of humor.
Shiitake mushrooms.
Shiitake mushrooms.
Dinero.
Bulge. All right.
Segment one.
So segment one, let's guest introduce our special.
He left.
Okay, bye.
He's a good guy. He's halfway home by now.
He's like, Lord, what have I signed up for?
Don't let your mama listen.
Mama does not.
For God's sakes, Mama Alfrey, turn it off.
You know what we were talking about a while ago? She's like, you went to that podcast?
I thought they
were good boys.
Good, so, clean, and wholesome.
So, Paul, what you've learned is this is what happens when Sean leaves a segment blank with no topic.
He didn't, though.
Nope.
Well, the topic is not introduce Paul. There is no topic there.
I like how you went, Paul.
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 They'll introduce him.
Hey, Paul.
I'm looking for the guy that shot my Paul.
If any of the administration hears this show, we're going to start calling him Greg. Yeah, Greg.
Oh, shoot. Last week, Wes sounded like Gomer.
He did.
And now we
well,
got
golly!
Now we got Powell.
Powell.
P-A-W. Hey, by the way, did you see where Kentucky recruited another white kid?
Hey, they got the whites coming now.
And we just stepped in the segment to 5 for 5. And go.
Seamless.
Hey,
look at unlike that, the one
look
butt
at that
cheek.
Sheet again.
It says Mark
Pope. It says Mark Pope in the portal.
But I eliminated the 5 for 5 segment. There's no more.
But there's 5.
That's just because that's the 5 topics that I had.
Topics?
Topics.
Yeah. Topics.
Ricky Booby.
Ricky Booby. Are you speaking English? You sound like a dog with peanut butter stuck at the roof of his mouth. I can't understand a word you're saying, Frenchie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, somebody's watched that movie a time or two.
Turn the fan on.
Oh my gosh.
Gay rights.
Did you say gay rights?
I believe he said you ain't right.
Oh, but... I thought he said gay rights. I was like, all right then. Whatever you feel like there, Cletus, I don't know.
So, what about Mark Pope in the portal?
Got another white kid.
Have we heard any more about the potential recruiting guy from Baylor?
No, but I did see where the guy with the weird name.
Jaden Quaintance.
And took Arkansas off the list. He's not going to Arkansas with Calipari.
Yeah. Arkansas did not make the list.
That was weird.
I hope he ends up
the
I think he will. 24/7 crystal ball says acquaintance is 98% Kentucky.
I did see that.
Earlier. That's as of yesterday.
What is on three
about that? Now, is that because of this recruiting director that they're trying to steal from Baylor, though, right?
But no. I think it's more of is it Joey Hart?
Joey Hart.
Yeah, he's hired as an assistant, and yep. he ran the G League
Ignite, which Quaintance was committed to for a while.
And correct. Then it correct. And then went bankrupt.
Yeah, they decided not to do it anymore because college players are getting paid now. So there's no point going G League. You
gotcha. Correct.
They can make more in college than they could in G League.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Well, that was the whole point why the NBA did it. Yeah. Was for these kids that's in these hard spots, they don't have to sit that 1 year in college without getting paid. They can just go get paid G League.
Yeah.
Now college kids get paid, so G League is no need for it.
Right.
I think this kid is brilliant because the way he's been playing other schools, if you ask me. Because if he comes back to Kentucky, it'll be like the smartest finesse ever because he brought in Memphis.
I don't know if you know this or not. He's not the color Mark Pope likes.
Never know.
Mark Pope likes talent. It just so appears that right now the talent he's getting is Caucasian.
I'm just brought in Amari Williams.
He did bring in Amari Williams.
He does have a token black guy.
Oh, gosh. There we go. Sean has now walked off the set. He does not want to be a part of a show that's racially charged.
Exactly, like he's doing draft talk, watching hockey. We know Sean doesn't watch hockey or the NBA.
It's playoff time.
You watch playoff hockey?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
So, we are going to see an entirely new team at Kentucky.
Right? Yes.
But I'm not sure that didn't need to happen.
And I'm going to be able to look at my boys say they look like you.
I mean, though, pretty soon they'll look like a Duke squad.
This is very true.
We get one.
We got our one.
You've got a million. Wait a minute. You've got more than one. You had Flopkowski this year. Yeah, and you had.
Listen.
What's his last name? Is his name last name Young?
Parker.
Parker.
No.
Yes.
Ryan Young.
You got Cooper.
Was it Young?
Ryan Young.
You got Cooper the Pooper coming in.
Who had no business being
there. He looked like Cherokee Parks.
What a terrible name. Why did you have to say that?
He looked like Cherokee Parks, just not nearly as good.
Well, Cherokee Parks wasn't any good.
Do not ever talk about Native Americans like that again. That's where we draw the line.
They should have fought harder. They'd kept their land.
Can't argue it.
If they wanted to keep the land, should have fought harder. But you go back and look at those early 90s Duke teams.
The Plumleys.
Now listen, we recruited the one just to get the other one, and it turned in there was three daggone Plumlees. And it was really, Mason was the best one.
And
J.J. Redick. I'm naming off all white guys, by the way.
J.J. was, but you're naming one.
It doesn't matter.
You've got a team full.
We only got five.
It's not even five.
Four.
Bobby Hurley.
Three.
You only got four players.
I'm not saying the other guys.
75%. I'm good at math. I'm mathing. The math is mathing
the
today.
The team hasn't been
dropping
established
some Steiner
yet.
Math there.
33 and a third.
Team hadn't been established because we don't have a starting five.
Well, according to some people, two commits as a powerhouse team.
It is
a powerhouse. It's also a pipeline.
Two's a pipeline and a powerhouse team. We figured that out.
Oh, God. I don't know what's going on with my life. So, he's going to get a lot of these transfers. I mean, if you're a transfer kid, like,
I mean, it looks here's like the he's going to get the kid from FAU.
Here's the other thing that you got to watch now, though. Is, you know, he's getting all these
African American.
He's getting all these guys to come in as a visit. Getting all these guys to come in as a visit right now, but there's been like four or five guys just today that's gone into the transfer portal. So,
well, and I
kind of have to pick
this guy.
And
this is going to kind of make me sick at my stomach. Can I really say it? Matt
Jones. I'll say it for you.
Thank you.
No, I want him to say it.
I can't. I'm going to vomit. He says that there's somebody that's not in the transfer portal yet that Kentucky's going to snag.
That will be the leading scorer for them next
That's what
year.
He says.
Who said?
Shannon the Dude's lackey. Okay. He can carry Shannon the Dude's internet title or whatever Shannon the Dude carries.
Speaking of...
Who's on first?
Speaking of, Shannon the Dude and the gentleman you're speaking of, what was his name again? Is bringing OVW to Mount Sterling in June.
I also told you they're going to be in Cincinnati at the same time. So what,
I didn't see that.
So what lame duck roster are we going
to
get?
I didn't see that.
Me and you've been to one of these OVW shows.
It's still going to be fun. And it's going to be in the arena.
You were the best part of the whole show.
I was the best part of the whole show.
It's going to be in the arena. So.
I know. We got to pay for those tickets. Well, I got to go for free.
I didn't know.
I also took the kids for free.
Yeah. And I was the best part. Was I not the best part of the show?
He's not.
I
mean, lying. As long as we see EC3, that's all that matters.
Who was that one guy with the tiger pants?
I don't remember.
No. There was this one dude walked out with the whole suit on.
I said, you look like a default. I said, you look like a default character. I forgot I had said that.
We need the audio podcast.
I said, you look like the default character.
Everybody lost.
If OVW comes to Mount Sterling, they need to collaborate with the Southern Indiana Regional Wrestling.
Tony the Muscle should be in the ring. The love muscle.
General Saw here. You're going to go up against my wrestler. Splash. Tsunami.
No, nothing? Okay. What about Sandy Lanes? Can we get a Sandy Lanes appearance there?
Hey, Sandy Lanes, you in the house?
Sandy Lanes, baby.
Son of an electrician.
Son of an electrician.
He like the honeys.
He's the, the Southern Indiana daydream.
The Indiana Daydream.
The Indiana Daydream. Sunday Lanes, baby.
Oh, God, we're idiots. But Mark Pope?
So his staff right now.
What about Mark Pope?
Is the guy that's been with him for a long time. Cody? F-U-E-G-E.
Easy. That's a family show.
F-U-E-G-E-R.
A-B-C-E-E-F. Now you tell.
Fugger. Be careful how you say that.
Fugger.
Is it Jason Hart? And then Mark Fox, that used to be Georgia's coach, is going to be his X's and O's guy.
It's a lot.
Where Mark Pope got his start at Georgia.
That's Mark Pope was the assistant for Mark Fox.
He's just helping his old ball coach.
He's going to be the...
But the guy he's bringing with him, he's going to call it Billy Gillespie. Billy Gillespie used to call that start every game. And nobody
Calipari's Perry's X's and O's guy.
Hey, John Robick.
He's going to be John Robick.
Do you remember when... Billy Clyde, his play was to get Perry Stevenson fouled so he could go to the free throw line and shoot free throws. That was his play.
I remember that.
Let's not try to score a basket. Let's get Perry Stevenson fouled. Do you remember Perry Stevenson? Wasn't very good at the free throw line.
Might have had one of the best dunks in UK history.
I think that goes to Willie Cauley-Stein.
Oh, well, I mean, Willie had like 8. But Perry had one against UNLV. I think during the NIT.
That's what we're going to change our name to, the Running Rebels.
I cannot believe I just said Kentucky and NIT. let's move on. But listen, Mark Pope has been picking up guys at the airport personally, taking them to Keeneland, showing them around.
Just because, what's his name? Put that on Twitter that it's the first time I've ever seen a coach do this.
I think that was stupid. But
let's blow it up.
I wish he wouldn't blow up.
Regardless, he's doing what needs to be done. Did Calipari do that?
No.
No.
Do you expect Calipari to do that?
Exactly. Yes.
Do you expect a guy who's coming from BYU to do that? Yeah, probably.
Well, he is bringing the X's and O's guy, or his top offensive mind from BYU. It's supposed to be one of the best offensive minds in the country.
Yeah.
He was the number 2 ranked assistant coach in Division I last year.
According to On3.
No.
Those guys are good.
Darren's like, screw you guys. How you spell that guy's name? F-U, whatever, it doesn't matter. F-U is the only part that matters. So, the NBA playoffs are going on.
Yeah.
Does anybody care?
Absolutely.
Tell us about them. Jalen Brunson and boys are 2-0.
Yeah, done the same thing they did when they was at Villanova. Yeah. Same three players.
Yeah, but they can't. Yeah. That, I mean, that run can't last. They can't sustain that.
I mean, they are the two seed.
I mean, people are talking about Embiid being overweight now. I wish they kept that energy all the time. Because DeMarcus Cousins, I don't quote UK players often, but he said there's no way Embiid can stay healthy playing over 300 pounds.
Do you think it's accurate?
I mean, track record proves it is.
Well, I mean, they definitely had a rougher year this year. I mean,
Embiid was out half the year. So that's why they're the seventh seed.
Yeah. So they're the seventh seed. But, I mean,
Tyrese Maxey just got named most improved player.
Blew a pretty big lead last night, and then, and like in the last minute and a half. And then the Lakers literally choked it up last night.
Good.
I love it.
Good. I wish LeBron James would fall off the face of the planet with.
And it was like the Lakers just quit scoring and Denver just started
hitting. Hey, listen, everybody. I'm not a basketball mind, but if you can't score, you can't win.
That's true.
And then Jokic's brother punched a guy.
He did. He straight Mike Tyson did.
But, hey, that dude's got an iron jaw, though. Didn't go down. Took it.
How many brewskis you think
he had? But he didn't fight back. He went.
Oh, he instantly got out of the row. Yep. Good job, thanks. Yeah, he instantly realized real quick, I'm not getting in this mess.
Is Jokic's brother like the NBA version of Jackson Mahomes? Hasn't he got into a thing too before?
Yes, but not
with owners.
Not, with, like, he's not a
tool?
Yeah, he's not a tool.
No, he's just
might be a Serbian tool. I don't know.
No, he's just a dude. He's a drunk dude.
He's more of the mob than he is Jackson Mahomes.
Easy now.
No, it's legit. They're Serbian.
Have you seen Bert Kreischer's skit about The Machine?
Yeah.
That's the best thing. If you ever watched it, I'm not going to quote it.
Have you seen the movie?
No, because it can't be as good as the skit.
The movie's pretty good.
What's it on?
I think Netflix.
It's pretty good. It's Bert Kreischer. Bert Kreischer.
You want to come over Netflix and chill later?
Not really.
You don't want to watch a movie and hang out?
No.
Isn't that what Netflix and chill means?
That's exactly.
Carl! Yep.
That's exactly what it means.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I mean, because chill means hang out.
Yep.
All right. See, I'm hip.
Yeah. Ducka, 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 ducka. It's on Netflix.
Austin Powers. I'm hip. I'm cool when he does the margarita. Ducka, 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 ducka. Hey. You forgot about that, didn't you? Now you all be doing that. Ducka, ducka, ducka.
His son's over there going, oh, no.
Scotty, don't.
But I. But shh. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Shh. They were good movies. What do you think about them, Ball?
Never seen him.
Oh, my God. He is a little younger. We got our first wave. It's from Miss Ledford.
Yep.
Yep.
Miss Ledford, if you listen, thanks for the wave. Now, her daughter's trying to figure out who the heck she was waving at. Mom, we don't know those people. They look crazy. Let's not do that ever again.
They put their faces on the front window. What are they doing?
That one has really nice lips, though.
That'll be the day. Next court day, we'll be driving by, and somebody is up against the window going, those are good patty lips. I'm gonna try my kiss on these patty lips.
It actually scares me now that we're here, that we're court day comes. What people are going to do to our thing?
Oh, wait a minute. The sticker wasn't up during this court day,
no,
was it?
No, we opened. We were putting it up. We were painting during court day weekend, but we didn't.
No, that's not great. That's not good.
Not good, Bob.
You think he gets Botox on them lamps?
What do you think that beard's made out of?
Pure granite. Iron. That looks like cotton candy.
Granite? My God, man. So the NBA playoffs. Who's going to win?
So it's
gotta be the Boston Celtics, right?
So far, it's been all home teams, right? No, no road.
So crazy thing: NHL and NBA playoffs over the weekend. Home teams went 14-0.
Did you win any bets?
Oh, did I ever! $300 on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Are you still playing?
No, I ain't bet since then.
Listen, you texted in the fantasy chat. You were like, Yeah, I think we'll call it quits after tonight because you won a bunch of money on Scotty Scheffler and
Scotty.
Scotty Scheffler, two weeks in a row.
Hey, Doug Scheffler.
Doug Scheffler. Y'all said Scheffler.
Somebody typed Scheffler
and Neil goes, Scotty?
I was like, no, Doug. Of course it was Scotty Ding Dong.
2 weeks in a row, he's won me money.
Hey, so what was that? Was it you that shared the Tiger Woods picture?
Yeah.
So Scotty Scheffler has been number one for what, 73 weeks? 73 weeks. For him to pass Tiger Woods, he would have to stay ranked number one consecutively until 2035.
October of 2035. That so is, you're going.
That is stupid.
That's insane.
That's how good Tiger Woods was.
2035. Another 11 years.
That right there epitomizes how good Tiger Woods was.
Like,
or the fact that there was zero competition for Tiger Woods.
No, there was competition.
He just killed everybody. He just ruined everybody's game because they tried to keep up with Tiger.
Play with Tiger on a
final round. When did you play golf?
He should have been diddled.
In the Tiger era. Yeah, sorry.
He might have been. You never know.
The diddler.
The video.
That's who could have took you down. The diddler.
The video of Scheffler hitting the ball.
Arch enemies?
The video of Scheffler hitting the ball. Have you all seen it?
He hits a lot of balls.
The caption of the video says any ball that Scheffler hits. Oh, and it shows him hitting out of the sand, out of the water. He does a putt between his legs, puts it off. But it's the same shot of the ball bouncing and holing out.
That sounds like the old McDonald's commercials where they're playing more.
Off a wall.
That's pretty much what it is.
That's pretty good.
But, by the way, I think we found another character for
Southern Indiana Regional Wrestling?
The Diddler.
Can Paul play the Diddler?
Yes.
We'll talk after the show.
No, the new character come on the coach's show. Skriegel.
Skriegel.
That has got to be.
That's a good one. Skriegel's a good one. And
it is in Southern Indiana.
Spine. That's all he says. Skriegel. Are you going to take down Tsunami today? Quote the Skriegel nevermore. That's what he said. Quote the Skriegel nevermore. God, we're idiots. It's 7:41. And
you said we were a sports show. We ain't talking about sports yet, have we?
I don't know. What about Mark Pope?
Harry recruits white guys.
He is. We're the Soakers.
Soakers, Quakers. Speaking of.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Utah's getting a new hockey team.
Are they? What's it going to be called?
They don't know yet.
Okay,
oh, my goodness Christ.
I mean,
could it be the uterus?
The owner came out on Pat McAfee and said that he wanted to leave it up to the fans, and it would be terrible. A bracket?
Can we run it on our podcast?
So he said a bracket.
Darren, graphics.
He said a bracket, and Pat McAfee was like, no. You know what's going to happen. Soakers are winning this competition. The Utah Soakers, that's your hockey team.
What'd the owner say?
He was like, why are you all so immature? You always take it there.
We got some frozen soak down here they're going to skate on.
Did you say frozen soak?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, dude. I didn't know you could free soak.
There's the bracket right there. It's on TV.
All right, we got 2-0-1-0-1-0-1-0. Can we just put the Lakers out of their mid? Can we old Yeller their ass? Take them out back and shoot them.
Not far
from LeBron.
I mean, of course, right after the game last night, he was complaining because they weren't utilizing the replay booth.
No, did you see the call?
No.
So, D'Angelo Russell gets fouled by Michael Porter Jr.
I thought it was going to be Nick Young.
No, I mean absolutely, like, scraped over the face. Obvious foul. They call it a foul on the floor. Denver challenges. Goes to replay center. Replay reverses the call. And, I mean, this dude is getting smacked in the face. And that's why LeBron went off. He's like, I don't even know why we got the replay center.
So, you know, that old Yeller comment made me think of the Larry the Cable Guy skit where he said he had a horse that broke his leg and called the vet. The vet told him to take him out back and shoot him. He said, I get home off his tour and he ain't any better. I'm going to shoot him again.
He said, now I got a horse with a buck leg and a bullet.
I got a horse with a buck leg and a bullet and a gunshot wound. Get off his tour and he ain't any better. I'm going to shoot him again.
That ain't right. God bless the pygmies down there in New Guinea.
That's what I feel like doing with LeBron. Let's just shoot him. He doesn't have to die. If he doesn't get any better, we'll just shoot him again.
Take a kneecap out.
Yeah. Bye, LeBron. There's your calf.
Oh, my gosh.
So the NFL drafts this weekend.
Yep.
Do we care?
Yes!
I do, yeah.
So, Paul, I'm going to ask you this question. I've asked these losers. You see Caleb Williams, lipstick, fingernail polish, pink phone case. Does that scream Chicago Bears quarterback to you?
Crying in his mama's shoulder.
He's easy.
No.
He said no.
He lost a game and said, all I want to do is go home, watch my shows, and cuddle with my dog.
That screams Chicago Bears. I mean, when I hear that and I see those pictures of him, I'm like, by God, that's basically Mike Ditka.
And him going up in the stands. And that's like Wes said.
Dick Butkus is reincarnate right there.
Crying in his mommy's arms.
By God, that's Brian Urlacher. Don't you think?
Chicago had a lot of dick.
That's a lot of there. They're getting ready to get one, too. Draft one number one. He's a ginormous one. He sucks. He probably likes to get diddled. I don't know. So, Sean, how's that make you feel?
So they're going to go from to
no, it's
so
Caleb Williams. No, Chicago Bears.
So, how does that make you feel, Sean? Have you ordered your Caleb Williams jersey?
It's not available yet.
Will you order a Caleb Williams
jersey? That means he makes it checked.
Will you really?
If you make it, it's more expensive.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I just had to wait till the draft is official.
Yes, I will order one.
Will you really?
I will.
In why? Pink?
Because bedazzled.
I mean, they do breast cancer awareness. So,
they have went away from that here in recent years.
Have they?
Yeah, they don't do the jerseys so much anymore.
They do the towel.
Yeah, they do the towel or the socks.
And the shoes. The cleats.
And gloves.
And gloves. And basically everything but the jersey.
I mean, I have a Chicago Bears hat that's trimmed in pink.
Breast cancer away.
Best there is, best there was, best there ever will be. So how do you feel about Caleb Williams?
I mean, I think he'll do great in Washington.
Look. Sean. Whoever they pick first.
I mean, they're drafting Jaden Daniels. I mean, we've said that.
Sean.
Yeah.
How many quarterbacks have they interviewed?
Does that matter?
One.
How many quarterbacks have they interviewed?
One.
I mean, as far as I know, only one.
How many quarterbacks have they worked out?
One.
I mean, that just because they're working, it's all a bait and switch.
It is.
See? They just want people to think they're taking Caleb.
It's Moneyball, isn't it?
Yes.
Honestly, they are setting up any quarterback.
They're taking Brock Bowers.
I mean, even if they took Brock Bowers and said, you're playing quarterback. Any quarterback they take, they've set them up for success. More than any team that I think I've ever seen in a long, long time that gets picked at one, they've given them
the vault. He's unlike any quarterback that Chicago's ever had since I've been a fan.
He's basically
but the up. Quarterback no. has to have help, and a lot of your quarterbacks haven't had help.
No. Well, Jay Cutler did have Brandon Marshall, but that was it.
That's
so
it.
You're right. Keenan Allen and
DJ Moore.
I mean, Rex Grossman was the quarterback, but that was the defensive
DeAndre
team.
Swift.
Did Mooney leave the Bears?
Yes, he went to Atlanta.
To play with my cousin Kirk.
True. With no stability in his heel.
I've seen some speculation that they may take 9 and next year's 1 and try to move up.
Who?
The Bears. To try to grab Marvin or Neighbors.
I mean, it worked for the Texans.
I think that they should stay at 9 and take the best offensive tackle, Joe Alt, because he'll be there.
You don't think he goes to Tennessee?
Nope. I think Tennessee takes either trades back or takes wide receiver.
Well, we are going to be doing a mock draft here in just a little bit, so we
can discuss that further.
I just had an idea for our first viral video, calling my shot. It's going to be the roller coaster that has been Sean Kiper and Caleb Williams. Because every time we bring this up on this show, it's a different opinion. The first time he's all about him, the next time he hates him, and the next time he's all about him.
Hey,
where do you that's going to be our first viral video.
Welcome to the life and times of being a Chicago Bears fan.
It doesn't
fan.
Matter. You're a Dolphins fan.
Listen,
thank you.
Listen.
That's what the wheel
Rudy says. Rudy Gobert, who calls COVID. Get the hell off the TV.
Speaking of him, did you see they do player poll at the end of every NBA season?
Okay.
Players voted him the most overrated player in the NBA.
Ooh, I mean, I think he's a jerk.
He's soft serve.
Why? Because he...
Soft serve ice cream.
Because he gave everybody COVID.
You remember that. He called Rudy COVID. Gobert cone.
Is that Josh Giddey?
No.
Well, that's not a teenage girl in the...
No, that's a Jockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say...
They both play for the Heat.
There's not a teenage girl, so that's I knew Jimmy. It wasn't Giddey. That's Jimmy Jordan. Listen, you talk about being a Bears. I cheer for the statistically worst team in NFL history when you base it off winning percentages. Tampa's the worst team.
So that means Wes also cheers for him.
This, no, he doesn't really cheer for him anymore. Tom Brady left.
Okay. Did I just get kicked off the bandwagon?
No. Well, see, you said bandwagon.
The band ship. Sorry.
But it can't be that. You got to be on it.
I was on it.
What? Like, was you there when they were creamsicles?
I asked permission, and he said.
And I gave you permission.
He was right. A Patriot fan when that was going on.
No.
I took the creamsicles.
I was a Jets fan. And then Mark Sanchez did the butt fumble, and I went, well, I'm not a Jets fan.
The dirty anymore. Sanchez.
You were there for Sanchez?
He got dirty Sanchez is what he did.
I have pictures.
So what made you a Jets fan? Pennington?
Chad Pennington.
Yeah.
Until he got dirty Sanchez.
And you, as much as anybody, being a West Virginia person, has
to know all about that. Dirty Sanchez's.
Know all about Chad Pennington.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought we were still talking about dirty Sanchez's.
He is a dirty Sanchez. Had it right in his hand.
He did. Dirty Sanchez.
Actually, right in his face.
Dirty Sanchez. We should have took him out back and shot him.
I guess we found the title for the show.
Old Yeller.
There is
Old Yeller.
No way that I am putting in Dirty Sanchez.
No.
Old Yeller.
Old Yeller.
Old Yeller.
Stick with us, Sean. Stick with us.
Well, get your head out of the Dirty Sanchez. Yeah, there's people listening.
So you were talking about doing a mock draft. Should we just roll into that now?
Well, I mean, that is
my ribs are hurt.
You know what'll fix that?
What was that?
A Dirty Sanchez.
Shrub it all over you.
There's people that are listening. Like, what's a Dirty Sanchez? Just Google it.
Don't Google it.
Go to UrbanDictionary.com and type in that word. Two words. Pull you up. It's good, clean, and wholesome.
So we're going to do the top 10.
Dan!
And I think what we should do is discuss each one of them, and then we'll put it together a list.
Are we going from 10 to 1?
Yes, no.
Huh? Are we going from 10 to 1?
No, we're doing draft order.
Does the NFL draft go 10 to 1?
We're doing draft order, Wes.
What are they doing, Wes?
Are we doing 8, 3, 5, 7, 10,
4,
1, 10? This week's rankings is number 1, and then at number 7, and then number 4.
See, I can make fun of myself.
That's Chucky Duck.
That was so funny. Well, Wes had it in his mind last year that we were going
to have to explain.
We did.
We're going to do Dynasty Football. The Wes's Dynasty Football rankings in our league. And he starts off and he just starts randomizing the order. It's not 10 through 1 or 1 through 10. It's like 1 and then it's 7 and then 3 and then 9.
And it's statistically our lowest rated segment in history.
And Neil's like,
you're welcome.
What are you doing? I don't understand.
I brought it down here. We can only go up over there.
But what, Sean, what did we learn from Wes's rankings? That if he says your team is coming into their own, you will never win another game.
You're welcome.
Win?
Yeah.
Win.
Hey, he also did the same thing to the 49ers.
But they did end up going to the Super Bowl.
They were the best team in football.
He did that to my baseball team last year. He said, my God, man, your team is off to a great start. And then it was like. So, all right.
So who picks number one?
The Bears.
Oh.
Who are they taking?
Caleb Williams. Caleb Pink Toenails Williams.
What's his middle name? I feel like we ought to refer to him by his middle name.
Looks like it'd be Maurice or something.
It does look like
Maurice.
Some people call him Maurice.
Maurice.
Some call him the Gangster of Love.
Is everybody agree with them? Wow.
I mean, they've worked out one quarterback. They've interviewed one quarterback.
Is the Redskins stay at two?
Caleb. Shaquan
Williams.
Oh,
he is never Shaquan.
He's not playing on Mark Pope's team. S-E-Q-U-A-N.
Shaquan. Maybe because I can't pronounce his name.
If he just looked at the first name, Caleb, he had a chance. Right.
So we is the Redskins staying at two?
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. All right. Does everybody agree with that?
I don't even think it has to be the Redskins. Whoever's trading up two is getting Jaden Daniels.
You think so?
The Raiders. Yeah.
I mean, I'd kind of like to put the team on here that we think is going to draft him.
I mean, let's just assume there's not going to be any trades.
Fair.
All right.
I think the Raiders traded some people.
You think so?
For Drake May?
I don't think so. I think if anybody trades up to three, it's going to be Minnesota.
For JJ?
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. He's just got a stupid face. And he's going to be a terrible quarterback because he's got a stupid face.
They think they're going to get the next Tom Brady. He played at Michigan.
Can you imagine?
He didn't have to throw the ball a lot.
Now, hold
up,
though.
And I know you've said this story. Can you imagine going into the huddle and J.J. McCarthy being the one leading you?
Now, hold up, though.
Hey, boys.
Who did we say? Vikings, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vikings coach just took a dude in 3 days and won a game in the NFL.
Yeah.
Josh Dobbs is not like
I'm going to tell you right now. I think the Vikings are missing out if eyebrows. They don't. We'll get down to that, but if they don't draft Michael Penix, I think the Vikings are messing up.
Did you say they don't draft Charlie Villanueva? Or was it you that said Charlie? Okay. He said Charlie Villanueva. I didn't want to listen.
Michael Penix.
Michael Penix.
He's got that big Penix energy.
He will not be a first-round pick. Want to put some fudge rounds on it?
No.
All right.
I think that would fit.
I wouldn't be mad with Tampa taking him there.
Speaking of fudge rounds, Coach Collier owes us some fudge rounds. Remember? Because he took the field, and we all said Connecticut was going to win the national championship.
You want to call him up and tell him he owes his fudge rounds?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
We can also tell him that he's not on the show, but the Menifee County AD is here, too.
Talking mad smack.
I'll alternate.
Let's FaceTime him.
Yeah, because you got to see him. I like it.
Yeah, I'm looking really good.
Virago. He never answers when we call.
Are you doing softball games? Hey, my guy.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, these are my friends from Corner to Corner podcast. Y'all say hi to Jeff Ray, WKCA. Hey, that's something cool about
Jazz. What are y'all doing? Well, we called to tell you that you owe us fudge rounds. I would never say anything. You don't know me, but I would never say anything. You owe us fudge rounds.
What did I lose for?
Because you took the field in the NCAA tournament, and we all took Connecticut, and Connecticut won the national championship.
Now batting for Bath County, number 4, Allie
Manley. Let's go, Allie! So you owe us fudge rounds. Hey, by the way, I'm not trying to start beef or nothing. But the Menifee County AD was here, and he said, bring it.
Is here, not was.
The answer is Brock.
It's Brock.
All right. All right, have fun call the game. So he's going to pay up.
I'm glad you.
He was on the air. He was on the air.
Live on the air. He gave us a shout out right there on the air.
Well, and the guy was like,
we easy are on now. The air.
We're live. Why would you think I would say
me?
Dirty Sanchez?
Hey, and me, Neil, would say something?
What's the guy's name that you called with the place down the street here?
Paul?
I think that was him.
Was it really?
No, yeah. Jeff Ray's in Bath County. He's out of there.
But they're here and there.
Who was the guy that I called here?
All in one.
That you gave me.
No, it wasn't Jeff Ray, because I know Jeff Ray.
I know Jeff, too.
Tim Smith is in Winchester, but I can't remember, who it was here.
So, number three. So, are we going to stick with the Patriots, or are we assuming
we're getting a trade here? We're assuming that we're going to stick with the team, so we're going to the regular draft.
Drake May.
Sure.
So, Cardinals.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yep.
MJ.
You were close.
I was close. I was going to say Marvin Jr.
So Chargers,
they're going to take Brock Bowers.
No, they're not. They're taking a lineman.
You don't think they'd take Malik Nabers?
Or Nabers, yeah. I was talking to Brock Bowers.
Is Brock Bowers not the best
pass catcher in the draft? I think they go Joe Alt.
Yeah.
They go either Joe Alt or Malik Nabers.
They need a weapon, though.
We're split right now. So
they have a weapon.
I think Nabers, you think all. You two think all.
They're going to run the ball, and then they're going to run the ball, and then they're going to run the ball some more. Somebody's got to
catch the ball.
They do.
Do they, though?
Do they?
When has Jim Harbaugh ever had a wide receiver?
That's true.
Ever.
But he hasn't ever had a quarterback like
Justin Herbert.
I mean, Colin Kaepernick took over the league by storm.
Yeah, but running the ball.
So?
Well, Justin Herbert's not going to do that.
I'm
not convinced, by the way, that Justin Herbert doesn't get traded.
I actually don't think Justin Herbert's that good, if I'm being honest.
I don't think so either.
You know, I don't think Justin Herbert's that good.
I think he's had terrible coaches. And now you're going to see his potential.
So what are you thinking?
I think they're going to – I, too, think they're going to have to take somebody to catch the ball.
Okay, so break the tie.
I think make a splash and take Nabers. Where
you have a, what do you think?
Nabers.
Okay.
So, won't you be my neighbors?
So we got Nabers.
So when we get Joe off,
yep,
we're going to be excited.
Well, are you Chargers fans, Matt?
Well, we're Joe off fans this situation.
But split beside that.
Like the three butt cheeks.
It was split a couple. It's got two splits in it.
Two splits.
I can't remember who's at six. Giants.
Yeah.
They're taking a quarterback.
I think that's where Malik Nabers go.
Yeah.
I think they're taking a quarterback.
Not.
I think they're going to take Devin Leary. That would be a New York thing to do.
It would. It really would.
Let's take Devin Leary. He's not even going to get drafted. Now, we'll take him.
Could I see J.J. McCarthy going there? Yeah. But I think it's Malik Nabers.
They need some wide receivers. The only two they got under contract is Wandale Robinson and Jalen Hyatt.
The other thing they could do is they could go offensive line, too, because they need that badly.
They need a lot of things.
Yeah, they do.
They need a new head coach is what they need.
They need to just eat the money like the Broncos did and move on from Daniel Jones.
Well, we have like Brian Dable. So what do you think? I think they're taking a quarterback, and I think it's a very good possibility that it's McCarthy.
I second that motion.
What did I say?
You haven't yet.
No, I said they were taking a quarterback.
He said he's taking a quarterback.
Well, McCarthy's the best one available at this point.
That's debatable.
Yep. Where'd you go with that one?
Oh, I went Nabers.
All right.
Well, okay. Nabers is already gone in our draft.
Not Mountain West's. Okay. He is now.
So Titans, I think this is where Joe Alt goes, is the Titans.
Who's the other lineman?
I don't know.
The other lineman is Brian Knight.
Fuga. Why couldn't Dioga? Why couldn't Brock Bowers go here?
Because he needs to go at
Brock Bowers the Bengals, wherever they fit. Brock Bowers is going 10 to the Jets.
That's probably fair.
I think that's a good possibility.
I think Titans. Yeah. Roman Dunze.
I'm gonna go get my Dunze.
I don't think they go the Dunze route because they signed Calvin Ridley. They've got DeAndre Hopkins,
who's definitely old.
And then they have
don't forget they got Slinging Will.
Traylon Burks, who didn't work out.
But they got Will Levis.
You gotta get Will Levis as many. Yeah, sure he should have.
He almost did. There was talks that he was gonna
go. No, I know. I wish he would have.
Can you imagine CJ Stroud be like, "You took this dude over me"? I know I failed the litmus test, but dang.
Who's at eight? Falcons?
Yep.
The Skriggles.
That's your top defensive guy.
Which is Brian Murphy. Byron Murphy.
No, I think it's the edge guy. Jared
Allen.
Jared Verse.
Pierce. Jared Verse.
From Florida State.
Let's go that guy.
Who's the one that from Alabama?
It was Murphy.
Oh, yeah, that's Dallas.
Dallas Turner.
Dallas Turner, yep.
Oh, they got Latham over here. No, that's an offensive line.
I think this is where Turner goes, personally.
He could.
That's a big-time change compared to mine.
He also got Latu from UCLA.
He's
another edge guy.
I'll find yours, but.
I think Dallas Turner is the first defensive guy off the day. What do you think?
Who is it?
Sure. Dallas Turner. Yeah.
What's his name?
So what do you think? Turner or somebody else?
Really Turner.
Okay.
Well, what about Willie Mopena here?
He's already off the board.
He played for the Reds.
I know.
And he played for the Red Sox.
And he wasn't very good.
Well.
So.
Really cool name, though.
Bears here. I think this is a wide receiver, or this is potentially a defensive guy.
Or it could potentially be.
An offensive lineman.
Or it could potentially be. Just being a jerk.
I think it's an offensive lineman. Listen. To pair with Caleb.
Sean thinks.
Who was it? Darnell Wright?
Yeah.
Sean right thinks that this pick, he's been listening.
Slam dunk.
It's either going to be an offensive guy or a defensive guy. He's not quite sure.
not sure.
It's going to be either offense or defense.
Hey, I can see it going either way.
I can see it, and he feels good about it. Either offense or defense. I mean, is that true?
It's definitely not going to be special teams.
No, I mean, they're not. It's too early to take
it's definitely an offensive or defensive guy.
Oh, I mean, but kicker would be good here.
But if this is third round, you're thinking special teams, but not in the first round.
No.
So, I mean,
we don't have a third round pick. So.
And it would be, you know.
I can see both situations.
I mean, you think offense, defense.
It's really flip a coin.
It is. I mean, it's just. What do I take here? Offense, defense. Ah, God dang it.
I tell you, as a fan, I want this to be Roma Duse.
Mm. Isn't Roma Duse off the table?
In their draft.
In their draft.
Not who in ours. They take?
The Bears? I think they take offensive linemen.
I think they trade out.
Joe Alt's gone.
Yeah.
We're not doing trades in this draft.
No, we're not trading.
You're right about that.
So who's the top offensive lineman left?
Offensive line?
I think it's... the guy from Kentucky. The
guy from Penn State.
Yes, that guy.
Alamayu Fashanu.
For show.
I'm done trying to look.
How the hell did you pass his name?
I can't spell it.
Alamayu
Fashanu.
Fashanu.
For show.
The N is silent.
Watch out. Okay. Did you say Fashanu?
No.
Are you sure?
100%.
And then the Jets are at 10, right?
West Virginia.
Brock Bowers.
For the longest time, I thought Brock Bowers would go at 5, but when they traded away all their wide receivers, that kind of changed that.
Have I told you I hated Rudy Gobert?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Jalen Brunson might be my most favorite player in the NBA.
Who?
Yeah. Jalen Brunson.
Your what?
Most favorite player in the NBA.
No, Anthony.
I said I'd let him win one.
Did
you see?
But I do KD think that.
Good for him.
KD's I think Juan Madunze goes to the top 6. 10. I don't think there's a way he falls out of top 10.
He said, "That's my. I want y'all
to. If Madunze's there at 10, the Jets may take him.
Of all time. Like, yeah. He's my go.
Yeah, I would agree.
So that moment was great for me.
So,
because they need somebody to go along with Grip.
Let's walk draft our. Dynasty.
Hey, Paul, you're a Bengals guy. Mm-hmm. Who? Best case scenario for the Bengals, where do they pick?
18.
So who do you hope the Bengals can land at 18?
I mean, I doubt Bowers falls that
far. Do they trade T. Higgins?
I don't think they do. I really think there will be like some drastic change over the year, and I think we'll sign him back for like a 2-3
years. Do they go running back?
I hope so.
No, they got Zach Moss and Chase Brown, right?
Chase Brown's fine. I don't know about Zach Moss.
I mean, Zach Moss did pretty well last year with the Colts.
Yeah.
I think they need to trade T. Higgins and a first-round pick for Justin Jefferson.
I agree. I'll be fine with that.
It's a suck place to draft, man. But I'm telling you, Michael Penix is there. And you think he's going to be a second-rounder? Michael Penix is there at 26. I would not be mad Tampa took one. Michael Penix.
But you also hate Baker Mayfield.
I despise
him. But here's the problem. Baker's going to be there for the next 3 years.
Why is that a problem?
Because
you don't have to start the 23rd drafted quarterback.
That's true.
The 23rd pick, you don't have to start.
But you want him to be 22 years old.
He's already older.
He's already 24.
Baker, listen.
He'll be 27, 28 by the time he gets in.
That's a fair point.
Did Tom Brady not just win a Super Bowl at 42?
That is true.
Is Aaron Rodgers not coming back at 93?
Tom Brady's a unicorn.
Wait to watch it snap again.
Huh?
Tom Brady's a unicorn.
Well, what's Aaron Rodgers?
He likes Ashwaga.
Yeah, well.
Iwasaka.
Iwasaka. Right.
Who's that?
Matt Ryan just retired today.
And he hasn't played. He was on CBS last year.
Yeah, he was. But he just officially retired.
That was yesterday. Phillip I saw Rivers it on the Facebook.
He just got out of the league.
P. River.
Yeah. He decided that nobody was going to call him, so he was like, I guess I'll retire.
Joe Flacco just took the Browns to the playoffs.
And then in the playoffs, he took a big Brown right on the field.
I mean, he's also 45.
He was sitting on the bench taking naps. Did you see that?
he was on his couch
that last
when
game,
the Browns called him. He's like, yeah, I think.
Off in the middle of the game.
Yeah, I mean, he's a pep ball. He's your old age. But yes.
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, he'd call him. He'd be like, hey, Joe, you busy?
No.
No.
I'm just rearranging the tools in the garage.
Just sorting my nails. You're doing what? Sorting my nails. So, I say all that to say, I'm telling you, if Michael Penix is there at 23 and Tampa took him, I would not be upset because Baker Mayfield sucks.
It's time to bake.
It's not ever time to bake. Hope he bakes his way into another team.
He took you to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we weren't expecting to be in the playoffs.
Right. In the playoffs.
The playoffs.
Ricky Booby.
And the peanut butter in my mouth.
I just hate the guy.
But I don't know why he wins.
He's a loser.
He's actually not.
He's a loser. He loses at life. In my book.
What's one thing he's lost at?
Staying on a team very long?
I can tell you one thing. Progressive dropped the ball by
Well, that's not his fault.
Him going.
They need to pick that back up. I got a new home.
And it's Come on the pirate in, honey. Ship.
Yes. Yeah.
You take
Watch
it.
This. Boom.
Well,
you see, we might
my
need
franchise
to
done what my franchise guy. Always does.
They draft quarterbacks.
They drafted
really
another possibly Hall of Fame quarterback.
They did. God dang it. It's Anthony Edwards is he human?
No, he's not. No. I love him.
He just armpitted Devin Booker.
He's old school too.
Yeah.
He's gonna talk that trash. He's not soft.
He's probably one of my favorites to watch.
He said a few things that got him in trouble
Georgia.
With the NBA.
He did, and he sucked at Georgia.
He was the only one at Georgia. he didn't suck at Georgia.
Eric Gordon been in the league?
Oh my gosh, like 30 years now?
I don't know, but that form on that free throw looked really bad.
It hurt his back to shoot it.
It did. All right, so we got that. So are we ready to do our Mount Rushmore of quarterback draft busts of all time?
Hey, Craig says he could probably get some from them, correct?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, so just making sure. I didn't want you to miss something.
Did you say Craig?
Craig. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Craig.
You want to call Craig? Let's talk to Craig. Talk right. business with Craig. 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 Maybe Craig knows what a dirty Sanchez is. Can you just title this one Butt Fumble?
Can you ask him that tomorrow? Craig, do you know what a dirty Sanchez
I'll
is?
I'll send a voice memo, and you say, Craig, this is for you.
Craig, hold on. All right, listen.
So can you just title this Butt Fumble?
I don't know.
Craig says okay.
That's the one hole.
If you had the privacy screen, you couldn't tell what I couldn't tell. See, look.
How about that?
Can you read my phone?
No. I don't know how to turn that on. It's a privacy screen.
You mean give you one?
It's a screen protector.
It's a screen protector.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Do you want one?
Yeah, I don't have one of those.
Do you want one?
No.
Okay, then.
Because he can share with you, because he has an iPhone now.
Yeah, but I don't have that big iPhone. I got a smaller iPhone.
Do you have an iPhone? Paul, do you have an iPhone?
I do have an iPhone.
It is a little smaller.
Blue.
We just measured phones. And mine was definitely bigger.
Definitely bigger.
It had more girth.
I wasn't paying for the max.
Well, you know, sometimes money well spent. Size matters. You know, it's not just about the motion in the ocean.
So does everybody have their Rushmores?
Yes.
Sure.
Let's go. Let's roll out.
Dun,
Twin
dun,
Block 4 days.
Dun, did you do yours?
Dun, dun.
Of course Paul did it. He's
prepped. He's prepared.
All right, well, then we'll start with Paul.
So I did like my own personal, right? That's what
right. Wait, are we just going to do one at a time?
That's why I was about to
start
ask.
Start at four, and start we'll, four. We'll do all the fours, then threes, then twos, then ones.
All right, my number four was Johnny Manziel.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's a good one.
If
because how fun he was in college, I was really hoping he would turn out to be just as fun in the NFL, and then he wound up not. Because he's probably one of my favorite NFL players of all time. Correct.
Definitely got into having a good time.
You remember, real quick, Browns, you remember when Brady Quinn did that goofy protein shake commercial? And he was like, now I'm finished. You remember that?
I do not.
You remember that? Okay, maybe I made it up.
My number four is Josh Rosen. One, because he was super hyped coming out of college. Two, he had the draft day comment of going, nine teams just made mistakes by not drafting me.
Well, I mean, Sean, what you want him to say? Those nine teams were right.
I mean, the other team that made a mistake was
the Cardinals.
The one team that picked
him. Right, right. And then ultimately was traded a year later. And
he's probably still being traded.
I mean, that's just because Kyler Murray came along.
Yeah, but he really wasn't any good.
Didn't they trade up? No, I'm talking about Josh Rosen really isn't any good.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Johnny Manziel at least had the talent.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Rosen, like.
It was a weak quarterback class. Yeah. And teams jumped.
Yeah. Which is what happens a lot of times because they overvalue the quarterback position. I'm going to go with Quack. Quack. Quack.
Marcus Mariota. Quack.
Joey Harrington.
Oh! Old school.
Joey Harrington.
NCAA football 03 cover guy.
Yep, that curse. So, Joey Nathaniel Harrington.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I'm going to go, staying on the West Coast, number four, Matt Leinart.
Ooh. Mm. He had all, like, he had the total package.
He did. He had
the
everything.
Looks. He had a great college career.
Wasn't that also the Cardinals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Cardinals have a track record.
Yeah, they do.
Wesley.
He's looking. He doesn't remember. He forgot.
I'm trying to find my... All right. I was going to go with the Magic Man that was drafted by the Packers.
Now you see me, now you don't.
Was that Todd...
Todd Bowles?
Marinovich?
But we're doing quarterbacks, Wes.
While he tries to That's figure out what his... No. Because he didn't do his homework.
I didn't do my homework. Why would I ever do homework? Do you do homework?
Never.
Neil, do you do homework?
I pulled mine out of my three butt cheeks.
Adam stole my pick. My fourth one was Matt Leinart.
Should have went faster.
I didn't get called on.
I'm going to say Todd Marinovich that was drafted by the Raiders in 93.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a draft. Another USC guy.
A draft that nobody remembers. All right, Paul. Number three.
Wait, Darren never said four.
No, he did.
He said I stole it. No, you said I stole it.
With yours.
No, nope. I went. You can't take mine.
Yeah, you can.
Nope.
Matt Leinart. Go on.
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow?
I had high hopes for Tim Tebow.
You just got the invite.
But here's the argument I make. Because he
won a playoff game.
He won a playoff game.
But what did he do after that, though?
He won a playoff game.
Peyton Manning replaced him. That's what happened after that. He didn't do anything to lose his job other than the coach didn't want to coach him.
Had one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to coach.
But I would agree. He could. I could see where he could fall in the rush more. Biggest quarterback bust.
My number three was your number four, Johnny Manziel. A lot of the same reasons. Super hyped. Had all the talent. Won the Heisman. I don't know if the money and the fame and the drugs got in the way or if he literally it was just one didn't of those. Have the talent.
It was one of those drugs.
Yeah.
What was that documentary on? Was it Netflix?
And the question, it's another one of those, if he lands in a different team,
true.
Does it work out different?
Because he didn't look at the playbook.
No, because you can get drugs anywhere.
But neither does Kyler Murray.
No, like they legit said
he definitely looks at the Call of Duty playbook.
But here's what I think. I think had he landed at a team, and I think like the Steelers come to mind. That is like nose candy. That is a strong run organization. He may have been okay. I'm not like
no because they got steel mills in Pittsburgh, and a lot of those guys.
Yeah, but he would have had a stronger front office and locker room around him. I think he could have
been
okay.
Are you sure? Yeah. Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell?
Antonio Johnny Brown had not lost his mind yet.
Yeah, he didn't get the
perfect hadn't, yet. Perfect hadn't CT to eat him. That's fair.
So, and before that, Antonio Brown was a stand-up guy. Like, he was Walter Payton Man of the Year almost. He wasn't, but he,
he said he almost.
He was. He completely changed everything.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's helicoptering in the hot tub overseas
and trying to say that. Yep, that he's that. Tom Brady's ex-wife.
Oh yeah, Giselle
Bundchen.
Yeah, slept with him. No, she didn't. You, like that dude. That dude invited you into his house. It's like let that, you live with him.
It's like the scene on Billy Madison where he's talking about Veronica Vaughn, the bus driver.
Got it on.
No, you didn't.
Well, I know a guy.
I know a guy.
I'm gonna
that Veronica Vaughn is one hot chick.
Peace out. Didn't he say arse?
Yeah.
I wasn't going that way.
I mean, I don't go that way either.
It's,
I'm gonna take a. I'm gonna cut you deep, Paul. Sorry, Paul.
It's okay.
Akili Smith.
Gosh, I was gonna say him. I really was. But Akili's, I got another one. In
there. Well, that's okay because I find it hard to believe that our number twos, one and two, aren't gonna be some combination of the same players.
That's fair.
Yeah.
My number three. You talked about him a minute ago with the protein. Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn.
Had all the tools.
He was a tool.
And it was the Browns.
And he was a tool.
I mean, pretty common theme here with the Browns. I mean, Brandon Whedon.
Brandon Whedon was also 30.
Yeah, he was 30.
I mean, Tim Couch. I mean, we talked about Tim Couch. Not that Tim Couch didn't have the – he just – he couldn't stay on his feet.
Right.
David Carr.
Wesley.
Whatever.
Akili Smith is a good pick. I'm going to go with Heath Shuler.
Oh. I'm surprised that you went for your hometown balls.
that is a shocker.
I mean, that is a that is.
He was you, a dirty Sanchez.
That is two in the pink, one in the stink there. That's a shocker. How else are you going to get dirty Sanchez?
Right. Wait a minute, where is Mark Sanchez? I forgot about him.
How can you forget about him?
He went to three straight conference
games. He was pretty good.
Before his butt fumble.
He got CTEs from center's butt.
Before butt fumble.
Then he has to go
you're
up
gonna
in
go
the,
with, you're going to go with hometown guy, Heath Shuler.
Heath Shuler.
Yeah. Aaron, you're number three.
My number three is the 22nd overall pick in the 2003 draft, Rex Grossman.
What? He went to the Super Bowl.
But he's never – he had a 71.6
– Sean, that's a fair point.
I mean, his career QB rating is 71.6.
He was 15-1.
The Bears.
The defense and
– They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
You want to crown them? Crown them.
Now, I would not agree with that.
Rex Grossman has played for every team in the NFL, and they've all
– There's so many more on the list that were way worse busts than that. I mean, I think he overachieved for the NFL.
You can't crap on his list. That's his list.
That's his opinion.
What the hell?
One is taking a shot at my Gators and my Bears.
Well, maybe they should produce better players.
He picked Tim.
I know.
That's sacrilegious.
And I haven't looked at him since.
You got Jesus Christ and Tim Tebow, and this guy picked him.
I haven't looked at him since. But how? Hey. Tebow didn't go to the Super Bowl. I mean, the dude went to the Super Bowl.
So did Trent Dilfer.
And Brad Johnson.
But those guys are not
big bad
busts.
Brads.
And Kerry Collins.
And Kerry Collins did. That's
they're not busts.
Maybe.
Anyways, number two, Paul.
So growing up, I was always a baseball guy. I'd never gotten into other sports. And right as soon as I started getting into it, was that like Xbox 360 days with the college football games.
Oh, yeah.
And when RG3 was on the cover, I was like my favorite player of all time. And if you take injuries away, I would have been happy. But with RG3 getting hurt, it was probably one of the biggest, saddest sports guys.
And, Sean and I had this discussion. You take RG3's rookie year away,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he undoubtedly is a bust.
Right. Yeah. But he won the rookie of the year and then
because he got hurt. Took the league by storm. And mm-hmm. But you go back and look, his playing style, he wasn't built like Michael Vick
right.
or Cam Newton, but he tried to play like them. And it's like, yeah. You can't, man. You're Drew Brees' size. What are you doing?
Right. His ACL is still laying at FedEx Field.
It is. It's just there. And he's sitting on the ground still with his arms up.
Yeah, and Shanahan just kept running it, running it.
Gruden.
Wasn't Shanahan the coach?
Gruden was the coach. Jay Gruden. That's why they still don't like each other.
He does not like Jay Gruden at all.
No, that's it.
Sean?
Ryan Leaf.
The Leafy.
He's number two?
Number two.
You know who number one is.
And I think, I don't know if it was the yips or what, but, I mean, he was fantastic in college and just absolutely drugs.
He was Johnny Manziel before Johnny Manziel.
He snorted him and took him.
may have been. But, yeah, Ryan Leaf.
I, too, am going Ryan Leaf at number two.
I'm going Vince Young at number two.
What?
Yep. And I love Vince Young. But as far as NFL, he didn't get it done.
I'm going. You all's number. I was way off.
I'm going Remarcus Dressel at number two.
Remarcus Dressel.
Or Jamarcus Russell at number two.
David Carr.
I was going to say, if he takes another shot at another Bears or Gator guy,
well, Bears do have a lot of quarterbacks to pick from.
So, David Carr, his biggest problem was the Tim Couch situation. Like, they didn't ever protect. It's a wonder he didn't die.
He set the NFL record
for getting sacked.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't throw, you can't have good stats if you're always on your back.
Full transparency, Carr was not my original number two. Vince Young was. But I wasn't going to pick with that.
Happy ending every time.
What was it?
I said, full transparency, he was not my original number two. My original number two was Vince Young.
Who does number two work for?
Dirty Sanchez. That's who he works for.
All right, Paul. Numero uno.
All right, now I'm. I highly doubt anybody agrees with this.
Please be a guy. Please be a guy. It ain't gonna be. Jesse Palmer.
So I am a very strange sports guy, and like I love watching the NFL Combine for like the watching the guys run their
the underwear 40s. Olympics.
Well,
Cordell Stewart.
Depends. I love that, and then I love watching the quarterbacks air it out. And then everybody remembers that video of Zach Wilson rolling out of the pocket.
Throwing
it 70 yards off his back foot or his front foot. It was the prettiest throw. I can still go back and watch it to this day. And him not turning out to be a good NFL quarterback still to this day, breaks far. But he just got a new job at Denver.
He got a new opportunity.
So I'm hoping it works out. Still on my
dynasty football team.
But trash. I'm classifying him as a bust.
At this point, it looks like he's headed that way. My number one is, to me, the easiest pick of all time, and it's Jamarcus Russell.
Right.
I think that
who?
Remarcus Dressel. Thank whatever. You. Yeah. I don't think that there's anybody that had more hype coming in than he did.
He sat in a folding chair at the 50-yard line and threw it through the, and everybody was like, Al Davis was like, oh my God, sign that guy right now.
Yeah.
But also in his defense. You talk about weak quarterback? Quarterback. Sorry. Sorry, that was bad.
He was an NFL quarterback.
That was bad.
A little bit of a Freudian slip
there.
Yeah,
it was a little bad. I apologize. Yeah, nose candy.
Wasn't just 50%. He's quarterback.
He was all the way. Brian Brohm was the number two quarterback in that draft.
That's bad.
Brian Brohm. And there was a lot of talk that Brian Brohm may go number one. And there were some Raiders fans that were mad that Brian Brohm didn't.
They might have been better off with him.
Maybe. So, I also was going to pick Remarcus Dressel. But I made a mistake. Like, you've never ever made a mistake!
Don't talk about him. That's my teammate. That's my quarterback.
But I'm trying to take another shot
at Sean. Okay, Mr. Perfect!
I'm going to take another shot at Sean. Danny Steve Wilson. Spurrier. Heisman Trophy winner. All the accolades went to the NFL. Sucked.
Okay.
Steve Spurrier.
Wow.
I mean, he wasn't my player back then.
You're Florida.
I mean, he was a coach for Florida whenever I started watching.
Steve, actually, it's Jamarcus Russell. I think he's the biggest bust in NFL history. But I thought Steve Spurrier was nice. Jesse Palmer's a good one. Yep. Actually, I would probably say Danny Werfel as one of them. But he's bad.
Yeah.
But he's really good on the radio. Would you agree?
Sure.
Dusty and Danny?
That's Danny. That's not Danny. That's Danny
Canals. Stop. No. I was like, what are you talking about? God dang it. I was going to try to convince him. It's Jamarcus Russell. I mean, like, the hype that he had. And, I mean, you talk about
a guy. Danny Canales could be an NFL bust.
I mean, of course, it should have been a sign that he was as big as Eddie Lacy. He's 350 pounds. Listen, you're not the hefty lefty, bro.
Right.
Like, get that. You know, you don't want your quarterback to rock in at 350.
No.
No. Can't have much success that way. So.
I'm going Ryan Leaf at number one. Like, people were talking about taking Ryan Leaf over Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Peyton Manning, who is a Hall of Famer. And people wanted Ryan Leaf.
One of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And it has a huge forehead.
I'm moving Jamarcus Russell up to one, so I'll replace my two with Cade McNown.
Who the hell is that guy?
Playing for the Bears.
That's what you know, right?
Marcus Russell wasn't drafted by the Bears.
No, he played for the Bears, though.
Okay.
Darren. Adam has called my number one again, so I'm going
to check. How does it feel to be Darren with every single pick?
3 out of 4. So I'm going to go
Somebody better call Paul.
So I'm going to go with Tim Couch.
As your number one?
Wow.
Golly.
You cut Wes on that one.
No, Heath Shuler cut Wes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's interesting. I thought for sure we would have all been universally Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell, 1 and 2.
We said that when we
Well, I was going to be Ryan Leaf. A lot of terrible quarterbacks.
But worse than Ryan Leaf and Jamarcus Russell with the hype?
I mean, Vince Young had a lot of hype.
He won a national championship over U.S. over Vince Young wasn't USC. That bad
for a year or so.
Vince Young had one good year in Tennessee with Mr. 8-8 Jeff Fisher.
Mr.
Who has a great mustache.
He really does.
It's a great mustache. What do you think about Jeff Fisher? You know the saddest video is him having to walk in and tell his team he got fired?
Oh, gosh.
I just got let go today.
I don't know what's going to happen to you all. But thank you for being a part of this.
Was that the first year of Hard Knocks?
No, first year was the Cowboys, I think, or the Bengals.
Hey, is it true that Caitlin Clark has sold more jerseys?
Oh, it's true.
Than the Dallas Cowboys did all last season?
Oh, it's true.
Is it true?
Absolutely true. The first hour.
Wow. But think about that.
They didn't have enough jerseys to get through 22 minutes.
Think of the Dallas Cowboys, who they claim to be America's 22. Team.
That's our number. That's funny.
You think it's...
Think it's like Taylor Swift?
Script is in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Script is in.
Yeah.
She's winning the WNBA championship next year.
Well, she's got to go through our girl, Angel Reese.
Yeah, not happening.
Mm-mm.
Big Angel Reese fans.
Are you?
Big.
Big Angel Reese fans.
Big. She looks like a sloth in her uniform. Or camel.
Right? Or camel.
She does. You get around a uniform, my goodness. I mean, so you got to take the good with the bad.
There is some women's basketball news. I don't want to talk about it on here.
Okay.
Well, we can talk about when this goes off. There were some leaks happened today.
Easy.
Uh-oh. Are we going to do this week in wrestling?
Does a fat baby fart, chump?
Apparently.
Is the Pope Catholic?
Well, it depends on which Pope.
Mark Pope's supposed to be? No, Mark Pope's Mormon.
Not that Pope.
That's why he said that.
Look, thanks, Reese.
No, it's not. Don't you talk about Barbie that way.
Shy Barbie.
It's Angel Camel.
So I think, Paul, do you like to talk wrestling? That's a no. Okay, he didn't answer that. That's a no.
That's okay. He can sit over here with Darren.
I think Becky Lynch winning the Battle Royal last night was a poor decision. I think it was a rush decision, and I felt like they did not. I think they felt like they didn't have any other options, but they did because the draft starts on Friday. So, like, you could have crowned the new women's champion at their next pay per view that happens next Saturday. Like, you didn't have to rush with this.
You're right about that.
I usually am.
You could have combined.
It should have been Tiffy time.
Whew. She wasn't even in the ring because she's on SmackDown.
That's what I'm saying. They should have waited
No, it wouldn't be her anyway.
No.
She's not. Now, in the Vince McMahon era, she would already be like a 9-time women's champion and half naked every week.
And Sean would not argue that.
What's your point?
I'm just saying that's what she would be. So
I'm failing to see a bad thing here.
And the fans on the Twitter have roasted the WWE today. Not a fan. It's not on here, but Cameron Grimes' video was sad.
Yes, it was.
He was crying.
He was bawling. He actually said the last thing he told his dad was he got signed by the WWE.
5 years ago.
Yeah. So, that's sad. The Bloodline, the greatest story ever told. I have only said that for, what, Sean? 3 years?
Ever since it started.
Yeah, greatest story ever told.
Acknowledge the Bloodline, Paul.
Paul acknowledges. We have, don't you dare rock it.
He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. He's just not feeling oozy.
He's not feeling very oozy today. So, that's good. We got Fatu back a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we did. Yeah, sure we did.
So, last week they called him the MFT. Nobody seems to know what that means. I've went down rabbit hole after rabbit hole.
The mother.
Hold on. So, one of the things was my family tree. And some guy was like, well, that doesn't make sense because Solo totally says my MFT. So, it'd be like he was saying my family tree. That doesn't make any sense. The common theme is that it is my effing Tongan.
See, I was thinking my effing tank.
Mm-hmm. It could be that. But F is definitely the second word.
What? I mean, remember the Reese Davis College Game Day where Jalen Milroe at Alabama. Did you see this one?
No.
Oh, gosh. So Jalen Milroe at Alabama has his own brand. Shirt says Lang on it. And Reese Davis is going over the read on the teleprompter, and he says, and it stands for let a naysayer know, and Pat McAfee just loses it. He said, whew, Reese, that was close. Like, I thought, he said, let a naysayer know. Okay, everybody knows that's what that means.
That's good. Imperium beats down Ben DiNucci. What's the guy's real name?
Giovanni.
Vinci.
Da Vinci? Yeah, whatever.
I couldn't remember. I was just like, I'll throw
Ludwig.
Ludwig.
Kaiser beat him down with a chair. And then he walked back and he told, don't you dare talk about Ludwig. Okay? He's good.
He's terrible.
What was that?
Got
his
A-cast? He dates Tiffy time.
Huh?
That's what?
Yeah, real life. Ludwig Kaiser.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, that's her boyfriend.
Yeah. He's got a tiny paper.
And she feels sorry for
him. That's what it is.
He's got the little man syndrome. Also,
you like my shit.
You don't even get that.
Do you like my schnitzel?
Wiener schnitzel.
Wiener schnitzel.
Also, Bo Dallas dates Liv Morgan. They own a farm together. Fun fact for you.
What is it?
Bo Dallas dates Liv Morgan. They own a farm together.
Chicken farm.
Chicken. I think they do get a new member.
There's a bunch of peckers out there.
There's lots of peckers.
A lot of cock running around.
Where's the skis are under.
Hope the hatch.
I think they do get a new member, and I think it's going to be Dragunov. I think Trick Williams takes the NXT title off Dragunov tonight.
Oh.
Liv is going to steal Dom Dom from Mommy? I don't think so.
Did Dom Dom hurt Andreas the other night?
Andrade?
No, Andrade fought last night, but Dom was hurt.
Good.
But she did you not see that segment where she walked up to him and said, I'm your mommy now?
I only watched the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think so.
No, she walked up to him, and he looked at her, and she looked at him, and she goes, I'm your mommy now.
Well, the Judgment Day is on their way out.
Yeah.
I mean, Damian Priest
that
told...
That would be a good dig, though, in order for her
it
to...
It would be.
You know...
Because when Mommy comes back, she's coming back as a face.
Yeah, she didn't come.
Oh, I mean, she was. And Liv over is going to be
her first attack, and then Liv is going to be on the shelf again.
For I would imagine that Liv may have the title by then. And then can the match live up to what the build is going to be? What match?
Rhea and
no, because Liv Morgan's terrible. Yeah. She's really bad.
But I mean, the build up is going to be great.
So how long is Rhea out?
No one said.
Months. That's all they said.
So
just to go back to your thing, why take the title off of her if it's just a couple months?
I asked that question when it first happened. Like, if it's just a couple months, why take the title off of her? You can leave her on TV.
Yeah, I mean, Roman would just walk out.
They're going to push it to SummerSlam.
Here's why. You can disband the Judgment Day, get her away from that, build Liv as a heelish character, and then when she comes back, she's the face that can come back. She's got to be away.
She can come back in white.
I don't care what she comes back
in. And her in white is...
With the blonde hair back?
No, I like... I love goth Rhea. I'm just letting you know.
I like big fan. I like blonde hair Rhea.
Big fan. Big fan.
He's a big fan.
Big fan.
I think he's a big
You're
fan.
You're a growing fan.
No, not actually.
How?
My schnitzel. Do we have missing the mark?
I don't know. You're the one who normally does that.
Well, you didn't ask me.
I know.
I wasn't prepared.
I didn't think we'd get to the
Bill summer. Murray.
Bill Murray?
Yeah, because he sucks. I hate Bill Murray.
His son's really good, though.
He's a good assistant coach.
Yeah.
Bill Murray sucks. I'm going with that guy.
Oh, we got a fight. Let's just playoff basketball.
Who is it? Devin Booker?
Devin Booker and Jaden McDaniels.
That may be a fair fight.
Now, Sub's not running away from him tonight like they did the other night.
All right, dog of the week.
We did that.
No, we didn't.
I don't know. Nobody told me who the dog was, so I don't know.
Well, you all know the athletics. Paul, who had a good week this week in Menifee County? Putting you on the spot.
Superintendent. He's this week's dog of the week.
Wow. That was Adam Muncy, 6th grade basketball coach here. McNabb Middle School, by the way.
Listen, if he's listened through this whole thing and gotten it at this point, it doesn't matter.
Paul's already lost a job by this point. I mean, we talked Dirty Sanchez, Schmitzel, and Quarter Blacks.
You said Grace Rogers?
Yeah. Grace Rogers was the winning pitcher in last night's game. So she pitched, she hit a grand slam, and had a 2-run triple.
How many bases did she steal?
2. She stole home twice.
I would say she's got that dog in her.
She's got that dog in her. So our 2-2 Sweet Treat Dog of the Week.
Grace Rogers.
Good job.
Good job, Grace.
Watch out, she'll steal the award. If she wouldn't have won it, she'd have stole it anyway.
Where'd her sign go? I'm just kidding.
Sean? Oh, God, she stole Sean.
I want to see.
She can do it. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, I appreciate it. All right, guys. Well, that's another great episode of the From Corner to Corner podcast.
Presented by Whitaker Bank.
Did you just say that's not a great episode? That's what I heard. That's not a great episode of the From Corner to Corner podcast. Wait a minute.
Episode 245.
Man, we're pumping on up there.
245.
In the books.
Pumping her up.
We'll catch you guys next week.
Stay safe, friends.
Hey, everyone. This is Sean with the From Corner to Corner podcast. I'd like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors. We have Community Trust Bank, who sponsors our studio here on North Maysville. Chemsoft, who is our sponsor of our Athlete of the Week. 2-2 Sweet Treats, who sponsors our Dog of the Week. CRC Renovations. Kentucky Realty Group, Jacob's Auto Body, Brett Wehunt's Kentucky Farm Bureau in Frenchburg, sponsor of our Athlete of the Month in Menifee County, and then our newest sponsor, Kelwell Commissary and Simply Secured, who sponsors our From Corner to Corner Road Show. Thank you all for making all of this happen, and we appreciate all of your support.
The Moco Four Horsemen would like to thank you for listening to From Corner to Corner.
Be sure to go out and follow us on Twitter, on TikTok, on Facebook, Instagram, and even YouTube. Whatever podcast platform that you listen to us on, be sure to go out and give us a 5-star review. Thanks as always, and we look forward to seeing you next week.